Support for Lanyap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.
Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. The St. Vincent de Paul Pharmacy helps to meet the needs of residents in a 19-parish area. Here to share about the mission of the pharmacy and a special annual fundraiser taking place today is Joanne Crone, a board member with St. Vincent de Paul, and Doyle Jeter from Enoch's Irish Pub. Joanne, Doyle, welcome to you both.
Hello.
Thank you.
Joanne, St. Vincent de Paul Pharmacy, for those not familiar, tell us about the pharmacy and how it was created.
Well, about 15 years ago, we had gone to Baton Rouge, Louisiana to see a St. Vincent de Paul community pharmacy. When we came back to Monroe, it was on all of our hearts and minds about it, and we thought, well, we could never do that in Monroe. We don't have a pharmacist. Well, we found a pharmacist who was willing to work for free and start the pharmacy. We got grants, and 15 years later, in April, we have raised $15 million in prescription medication that we give in 19 parishes, which is amazing.
Who is eligible to receive services from St. Vincent de Paul?
The working poor, even seniors that have Medicare Part D. There's such a thing as a donut hole that you go into when
right.
you, and those residents come and we try to help them. Really, the main thing you need to do is come and bring your income and new prescriptions. And the pharmacy is open on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Tell us about how this comes together. How does the pharmacy operate?
It works with all volunteers except one person, the executive director pharmacist in charge, who in our case is John Biglane. And he does an outstanding job. He pursues our grants. He sort of is the umbrella that holds us all together. And everybody else is retired. When you walk in, you see doctors, Dr. Warren Stassi, who's been here from the beginning, Bill Moran, Bill Hess, older people that have taught at ULM, nurses, doctors. It's unbelievable. Jim Greenlaw is there, and it's unbelievable.
Doyle, a special event that helps the pharmacy continue its work is happening today as Enoch's provides proceeds for St. Vincent de Paul. Tell us about your involvement with pharmacy.
Well, we're honored, first of all, to even be associated with this great group. There are definitely angels among us and saints, Joanne being one of them. This year, also our dear friend Betty Cummings, who we lost this past year. She's still with us in many ways. But these two ladies, we got together, it's been 10 years ago now, and talked about raising money for their cause. And they said, yes, we'd love to do it. And here we are 10 years later. I was told by Joanne earlier that we're hitting the $40,000 mark on fundraising. So maybe we can hit the 50 this year. Mm. As she tells a lot of people, that's multiplied by 10 in purchasing power. So, you know, we're just honored to do it. And we do it on St. Patrick's Day every year. We don't vary from that. March 17th, we do it at Enoch's Irish Pub. We're kind of required to do it as an Irish pub to raise money for a charity on that day in the spirit of St. Patrick. We'll have a lot of Irish food and drink and special musical guests, friends from the community coming to help. The main push, however, on raising the funding, the most important thing is we sell raffle tickets for $10 a piece. This year, we're featuring a special commemorative T-shirt that was donated by Guinness Stout and Glazer Companies, printed for free by MojoWare. So 100% of the T-shirt sales go directly to St. Vincent de Paul Society Pharmacy. We'll have a lot of friends helping sell the raffle tickets. T-shirts are $20 a piece. But you get a $10 raffle ticket with it, which right. allows you to be in the running for many, many great prizes.
And the T-shirt is only available during this event, correct?
It is. It's only available on St. Patrick's Day at Enoch's Pub. And again, it's dedicated to our friend Betty Cummings this year. She's on the shirt. You know, we can't say enough about these folks that help our community and everybody in need here.
Well, take us back when you were first approached about doing a benefit like this. What was your reaction and why agreed to do so?
Well, I mean, to be honest with you, I think I probably approached them first. But it was kind of a mutual meeting of the minds, if you will. We were looking for somebody to sponsor for a benefit. It really just came about by coincidence, which they say there is no such thing. We just came together naturally, I believe, and it was meant to be. You know, not to boast, but we always say we won't open our doors on St. Pat's Day unless we're raising money for those in need. When we ran into Betty and Joanne, it was a done deal. It just had to happen.
What do you need to know in attending today's benefit?
Get there early. Eat early, because we run out of traditional Irish food early every year. You know, come in comfortable clothing, as long as it's green. It is St. Patrick's Day, after all. And just come in with a great spirit and the understanding that you're there to help raise money for those in need. And just have a great time. Sing along with the Irish songs and dance a bit, if you will. And expect it to be like a family reunion. That's what it's become every year for all of us. And hopefully we'll see you.
And the doors close at?
Whenever we want them to. We'll be dedicating this year, too. We have two grand marshals, Jared Tony and Ronnie Dodson, who will be hosting the event this year and helping sell tickets and showing out a little bit, showing their Irish.
Special benefit for St. Vincent de Paul Community Pharmacy coming up today at Enoch's Irish Pub. Doyle Jeter, Joanne Crone, thank you both for joining us.
Thank you.